Chapter 3. The Grandfather. After the play, a disheveled little man needing a shave, wearing sweatpants and a saggy yellowed t-shirt, blocks their path and shakes first the grandfather's hand, then the child's. The grandfather recognizes the director, who'd appeared on stage to take a bow, though the cast of Mr. Monkey hadn't beckoned him to join them, as actors often do. He thanks the grandfather and the child for coming to the play. "Thank you," says the grandfather. "We enjoyed it immensely." The child is looking at him, as if he has caught him in a lie. Then the three of them stand there until a woman in a gypsy skirt, a fringed shawl, and a long gray braid approaches the director and sets them free. "I was being polite," the grandfather explains, though he isn't sure if the child's expression was accusing or simply curious. The child is naturally polite, not counting sometimes, like today, when he forgets that someone might be listening. "Grandpa, are you interested in this?" Should he talk to the child about being quiet in a theater? Outside, the audience has dispersed, except for a tourist couple studying a map and a short, thin boy standing off to one side and glaring at the grandfather and the child in a way that makes the grandfather uneasy. Something about the jittery way he's bouncing on his feet reminds the grandfather of Mr. Monkey. And though the grandfather knows it's probably just paranoia, he is suddenly afraid that the boy is the actor, and that he recognizes his grandson as the one who asked if he was interested. The grandfather wants to explain to the boy who played the monkey, if that's who he is, that his grandchild, in all innocence, simply wanted to know. It would be harder to explain that the grandfather heard in the child's question the voice of his wife, calling his name in the night, because she'd woken from a nightmare and was in pain and needed to know that he was there. The child was waking from a dream of an orphan monkey in danger. The grandfather is not going to say anything like that to the boy, who might not even be the person he thinks he is. He doesn't want to embarrass his grandson.